morning, Jiffy Machine Products.
Yeah, hi. Is Kevin in, please?
Yes, he is. Just one moment.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. My name's Ruben Goldstein. I'm an underwriter at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Great.
Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected, please?
Okay, go ahead.
858-866.
Okay.
9102, that is my direct line.
Okay.
I just want to ask you a few quick questions. It's not a sales call, so feel free to ask me, you know, any questions at any time. It won't affect any type of approval. First question I want to ask you is, I understand there's a few needs. I wasn't really too clear on whether you're looking for machinery right now or for equipment, machinery right now, or just capital or both. Could you give me an idea of what you're trying to accomplish?
I'm working on an inspection machine, but I'm not to that point yet, so machinery for right now is a no.
Okay.
Not till I get a little farther down the road.
Okay. When are you looking to try to get that inspection machine?
Well, I've got to find. I'm not wanting to buy a new one, and I have not found a good used one yet. So the time frame on that is uncertain.
Okay.
Next several months, hopefully.
Next several months. Why not new? By the way.
Oh. We've kind of gone through an expansion process the last couple of years, and gosh, we've built on the building, we've added machinery. I'm trying not to do too many machinery purchases, and if I can find a good used one, that's what I'm hoping for.
Gotcha. What is the price difference, if you don't mind me asking, between new and used on that specific machine?
I could spend $300,000 to $400,000 on a new one, where maybe I can find a good used one for $150,000.
Okay, so a pretty significant price break.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, so machinery is something maybe we can revisit. It could be, you know, you could have a need in a month. You could have a need in 4 months. By the way, is that a revenue-generating piece of machinery or just something that makes your business a little more efficient?
That is the issue with inspection machinery. It doesn't generate any revenue. It is just a support piece of machinery that you need to have.
Okay.
And we've got inspection machinery, but it's older, and we can't give our customer the computer type printouts that they like.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. What are your capital needs right now? Or wants?
What are they? What are they? What are they for? Explain your question a little bit better here.
So we offer one of the most popular products Bank of Cardiff offers is a business loan that is a cash loan. There's a variety of people, variety of needs that businesses have when they borrow cash. They can range from, if I don't get $50,000 by the end of the week, I'm shutting my doors because I'm behind on rent, down to the other opposite side of the end is a spectrum is a opportunity loan, which is, hey, I have the opportunity to buy inventory in bulk. My cost will go down 50% by buying in bulk, but the guy who's selling it to me requires cash and he wants it in 3 days. And sometimes it's just cash flow. Sometimes it's, hey, I'd like $100,000 and I'd like to ask for it now, or $200,000 now, because I foresee some messiness, and sometimes it's better to ask for money when you really don't need it as opposed to waiting until the bank account goes empty. So just trying to figure out your needs.
The last example probably is a good example for us. If we had some, and preferably what I would like to do, you know, if I was going to take a cash loan and say I thought I needed $100,000, I really would hate to take $100,000 all at once. Is it something you can draw on?
There's a variety of ways that I can structure the program for you. That's really just more of a paperwork question. I guess what I'd like to understand is really what your needs are, for two basic reasons. We're a relationship-based bank, and our experience has been that you don't mind if I speak frankly, do you?
Go right ahead.
Okay, so obviously, after the Great Recession, traditional banks really closed their doors to small businesses. Do you have any type of line of credit with your local bank?
I do have.
Okay. What's your line?
$200,000.
Okay. Is there any debt on that?
Yes, I've pretty much got it maxed out at the moment, because we've had to buy like $150,000 worth of forgings in the big project that we're doing right now, and I need to buy a few more forges, too, like another $50,000-$60,000 worth.
Okay.
Now, with that said, it's kind of like the same thing. It's kind of a bulk purchase, and I use these up over 6 to 12 months. So it's material requirements that I've got out over the next year or so.
Okay. And so I'm assuming you would like a loan or a line that doesn't require the payoff of your current line, correct?
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, my line with the bank I pay down on, yes. But
right now you're saying your line is about 200, and it's okay. I do the situation. It's my job on a daily basis. So you're close to max on that line, correct? With your
that's correct. Yes.
And is that with State Bank?
It is.
Okay. So it sounds like what you need is a supplementary product which doesn't have the caveat of basically if you get a $200,000 loan or line and you have to pay off that you have to use that to pay off your existing line, it's two halves, one dozen. So it sounds like what you're looking for is an additional source of credit. Let me give you an idea of what Bank of Card can provide and what's out there for you in, say, the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in terms of equipment, we'd like to do when that opportunity comes up, do an equipment loan for you. We do new and used equipment. We even will finance if you buy equipment from a private individual if you get a really good deal on certain programs. So we're pretty flexible. So what I want to go over is kind of the working capital loan product we have, and I think that's probably what you're looking for. In terms of the dollar amount, one thing I was going to mention was a lot of customers that I speak to, I think they go into these phone calls not wanting to scare me and kind of keep their cards close to the chest because they're afraid that if they ask for what they really need, someone's just going to say, well, that's just too much money. It's too much risk, and I'm just not going to do it. One thing I want to share with you is that's not the way we operate. The last thing we want to do is give you, we don't want to give you half of a car and then have you try to find the engine somewhere else. That's not a reasonable solution. So you can ask for whatever amount you need. In terms of our product is based on sales. It is not based on you having a relationship and by deposits with us already. We're not asking for access to your deposits. In terms of the loan amount, we want to give you enough money for it to make sense without going crazy. In terms of the loan amount we'd be looking at, I think the max you'd look for us would be about $200,000. That's really based on your overall cash flow, which makes sense to me. Now, the way this product works, I'm going to walk you through it. And out of curiosity, you said you have some forgings that are coming up. Is that that you need to purchase? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is that for new jobs?
Existing jobs.
Existing jobs. Okay. What's your profit margin on these jobs?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, we try to go. We try to bid jobs at with a minimum of 25%. Not that it works out that way all the time.
Correct.
Somewhere between 10% and 25%, depending
okay.
on the job.
How quickly do you do that job? Is that a job where you can do that in a month, or does it take a year to do that kind of job?
No. We're a gear manufacturer. We run 20 different sizes of gear sets for our big customer.
Okay.
They do it on draws. We've got most of these 50 to 20 sets that we deliver, several deliveries a month, we have most of that stuff in work or some made up in stock. So it's, even from start to finish, if we have the forgings here, it's a month process or less.
Okay. And two other questions. We're not going to do a loan structure on your tax return. That's not our system. But I do have a question for you. I understand that, it looks you're the sole owner of the business, correct?
Correct.
So I don't have your K-1, but I can just do a pass-through and see that you made $183,000 last year, so good income.
Okay.
But the company lost $268,000. So I want to ask, what's going on with your business? What are your challenges? What are your opportunities right now?
Well, last year was a unique year because of the expansion and everything we spent.
Okay.
And all the machinery we bought, and I mean, that's a little bit of an unusual year.
Okay.
This year's been kind of a status quo, break-even type year. The manufacturing world that we live in down here is still a little soft.
Okay.
I think everybody's still in hopes that things pick back up.
Okay.
So that's kind of the business environment. I would like to see it a lot better, and I believe that You know, we've been in business since 1979. Every time we've gone through a recession, which I can think of maybe three major times over the years, everything cycles.
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe that it's going to cycle back up without any major unseen 9/11 type events or things like that going on.
Okay. So you want to make sure you're in the right position to get more customers, correct?
That is correct. And one thing that we have, even though things are running a little tight and more of a break even, we've got a really good crew and of people, and you know, I've got everybody in place that I need to produce and do the things that I need to.
Okay.
Are we a little slower than I'd like? Yes, but I've opted not to get rid of any people either.
Understood. That's nice of you. No, this is a very similar conversation I have. You want to keep your guys employed because there's also a cost, I'm sure, hiring new people as well. All right. So to kind of go through your file, let's walk through step by step. In terms of cash, you said you were looking for, I think you mentioned to Zach, about $100,000. Does additional funding help you out?
Oh, $200 would be too much. $150 would be, I would think, all that we could possibly need.
Okay. And besides Bank of Cardiff, what other avenues are you looking at for funding?
You know, the only place that we have no machinery leased, we just have a machinery note with our local bank and a credit line. That's all the funding that we do.
Okay. But, I mean, besides a potential loan or line from us, have you sought out any other sources of funding as a backup?
I have not, no.
Okay. And how long have you been looking for this funding?
How long?
Mm-hmm.
Well, whenever I sent the application in last week, I thought, well, I'll just give you guys a try and see what you have to offer me.
Okay. Yeah. So let's walk through that step by step. And do you have a pen handy?
I do.
Okay. So very similar to your bank, we offer equipment loans, but we offer a very unique product, which is an unsecured loan that is additional funding. I want to talk to you about this product, and have you ever applied for a working capital loan, or it's your first time?
I have not.
Okay. All right. It's a cash flow loan. It's considered either a really good opportunity, it can be great for your business, or it can be exceedingly dangerous. And by that, I mean, there has to be a need behind it. Your loan is pretty much ready to get funded. We could put the money in your account within 1 to 2 business days, perhaps even today. So I'm going to walk you through how it works. So we look at your top line sales, and so we could do $200,000, but I'm fine to quote you on $150. It's a cash flow based loan. So the way you repay the note is, rather than you paying like an equipment loan where it's secured, where you're paying upfront each month, we do what's called a cash flow based payment. It's called a micro payment. So that means 5 days a week, which is 21 business days per month, no weekends or holidays, or once per week, we take a debit from your bank account. Whether you do weekly or daily is inconsequential. Most people like daily because it's a smaller payment and they can manage it better. Once in a while, people like weekly, so we like to offer both. Now, loan terms on this product generally range from 6 months to 18 months. Industry average is 12. However, you've got stronger credit, so we're fine extending a longer term, say of 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you're halfway through the loan, these are refinanceable, which means you might pay off half the loan and say, hey, look, I want to borrow more money. How does that work? Once you're halfway into the loan, if you need more funds, you can apply for more funds. Typically, most of our customers, the second go around, will get better pricing, longer terms, more money, but it's not an obligation. They just have that option. So what I want to do is give you an idea of the payback of this loan for cash, as well as the payback of this loan, as well as the payments, so we can go over this. Now, a question for you. Are you looking for something very short-term, like 6 months, or are you trying to do something long-term and stretch it out?
Oh, I would probably not do 6. I would probably do 18.
Okay. And then the last thing is, whether we do daily or weekly, that obviously corresponds to our monthly payment. When you talk about $150,000, is there a payment you feel comfortable with managing for cash flow purposes?
Well, and I would say, you know, I hadn't really thought about it. I mean,
okay.
I hadn't added it up or anything, so.
It's a pretty important number. Do you have a number offhand to make sure I want to make sure. Some people have told me, hey, I want a payment of $3,000, and I'm like, well, we're in a completely different ballgame. But do you have an idea of what something that would make you comfortable? Because ultimately, you are committing. Should the loan work, and should you commit to the loan, it is a fixed payment. So is there something that you've thought about, or maybe some type of estimate? $150 something you feel you would be able to manage comfortably?
No, I hadn't really thought about it.
Okay.
I mean, I mean, we could look at what those numbers would be. I mean, obviously, if you did all 150, I mean, you're going to look at a 9,000.